Chiffon's local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN on a beautiful, sunny, gorgeous morning. There was so much humidity the other day, now there's none. It is just cool, dry air. It feels great out there. So this wedding ring got lost back in 1963, and it turned up 61 years later, just the other day. A guy in Kentucky named Glenn Gregory lost it near a tree on his farm that he planted with his wife Barbara right after they got married back in 1963. They looked and looked and looked, couldn't find it. Sadly, Glenn passed away in December. Barbara had him buried under that same tree and finally got around to adding the headstone this month. While the workers were digging the trench for the headstone, they found the ring 61 years later. Talk about Glenn getting to his wife from beyond the grave. Huh? They found the ring. Isn't that a great story? I love it. Hey, it's 8:01. It's news time at WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
We have a lot of work to do to earn the vote of the American people.
Vice President Kamala Harris ahead of today's open of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Correspondent Matt Piper is there.
Thousands of delegates and officials have descended here to formally nominate Vice President Kamala Harris as their nominee. It's been about 2 weeks since she officially won the nomination in an online vote, but they plan to hold a ceremonial vote here at the DNC. The convention runs through Thursday, where Harris will address the crowd and accept the nomination.
President Biden, who had expected to be Thursday's headliner, will instead deliver the keynote speech tonight and highlight his legacy. The Republican presidential and vice presidential candidates are focused on a key battleground state in the East. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is in York, Pennsylvania.
The center of the political universe is right here in Pennsylvania. Case in point, Donald Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance are returning to this state today to offer counter-programming to the DNC. Trump is supposed to, again, focus his remarks here on the economy.
Sources tell CBS News ex-Republican Congressman George Santos plans to plead guilty today to multiple felony counts in a federal fraud case. CBS's Scott McFarlane is at federal court in New York.
A guilty plea would spare Santos from a high-profile trial here next month, but it raises the prospect, if not the likelihood, he'll serve prison time.
He's accused of duping donors by stealing their identities and ringing up charges on their credit cards. It's one of the biggest immigration policy changes in decades. Starting today, spouses of American citizens can apply for legal status without leaving the U.S. first. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The 500,000 people expected to apply are unauthorized immigrants. They'll be allowed to apply for work permits and deportation protections if they've lived in the U.S. for at least 10 years and were legally married by June 17th. Eventually, they'll be able to apply for permanent residency and 3 to 5 years after that, U.S. citizenship.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says a 3-hour meeting with Secretary of State Blinken today on a Gaza ceasefire agreement was positive. Here's Blinken.
I'm here as part of an intensive diplomatic effort on President Biden's instructions to try to get this agreement to the line and ultimately over the line.
Negotiations resume this week. It'll be a busy Labor Day weekend at the airports. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve from Phoenix, Sky Harbor International.
American says it expects more than 3.8 million passengers across nearly 36,000 flights. That's 14% more passengers than last year.
S&P futures are up 2, Dow futures down 2. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The political spotlight shines on Southeast Wisconsin as J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, campaigns in Kenosha. Vice President Kamala Harris rallies in Milwaukee. The events tomorrow comes as the DNC kicks off today in Chicago. Lake Michigan waters in Racine and Kenosha counties are under caution. A beach hazards statement warning about 3 to 6 foot waves is in effect through tomorrow. A Root River bridge in Racine County will be closed temporarily Wednesday. The closure on 38 will affect the stretch from MM to Rapids Drive. The Racine Unified School Board will vote today on amendments to a property transfer agreement with the city of Racine. The proposed changes would delay the transfer of Red Apple Elementary, allowing more time for the construction of a new Red Apple. And a Racine native and World War II hero will be laid to rest with full military honors in September. The remains of Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie were recently recovered, and the public is invited to attend the ceremony at Graceland Cemetery September 27th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Broncos. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Broncos beating the Packers 27-2 last night. Denver played many of their starters the first half. The only points for Green Bay came when Packers defensive end Zach Morton sacked Denver's third-string quarterback Zach Wilson in the end zone. Matt LaFleur.
I thought our defense competed much harder in the second half, and we just didn't have as many busts. There were still a couple out there, and we had some situations where we had their offense in third and long and gave up big completions, so that's an area that we got to get better at.
So the Packers have the day off before returning to the practice field tomorrow. Baseball, the Brewers with a 2-0 shutout to complete a three-game sweep of the Guardians at AmFam Field. Milwaukee now 72-52 for the season, 20 games above 500. Even though Christian Yelich is now out for the season after having back surgery, manager Pat Murphy.
Because of guys like Yelly, they've built a culture in there that says, okay, let's win tonight somehow, whatever we got to do.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, 71. By Wednesday, sunny with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
You ever run a movie that was released a while ago and you enjoy it, but there's kind of that awkwardness because you can't talk about it with anyone? Hey, I just saw Heat. Heat, I saw that 12 years ago. Yeah, I want to talk about it now. Oh, loser? My wife and I, we go to a lot of movies. Movies are great for dates, right? Unless it's a movie about a serial killer. Because then there's never an appropriate time to make a move. Oh, he just strangled that little girl. Hello. It's getting comfy. We do take our movie so personally. You don't like that movie? Yeah, it's because you're stupid.
You're too dumb to get it.
You ever talk about a movie with someone that read the book? They're so condescending.
The book was much better than the movie.
Oh, really? What I enjoyed about the movie? No reading. It only took 2 hours. Then I could take a nap.
Money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Beatles. It's 8:10 at WRJN Local News, Timeless Hits. How about some odd but trues? We haven't done that in a while. Trampoline. You know, that's a trademark brand name. The generic term was called Rebound Tumbler. The trampoline became generic, like aspirin, Kleenex, and thermos. Could you imagine that? Hey, I'm going to go on the Rebound Tumbler. It doesn't work. Officially, six people died in the Great Fire of London back in the year 1666. That's six people. Seven have died after falling off the monument to commemorate that. Odd, but true.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-G-N. Look for sunshine all day today. Highs near 74. Part cloudy tonight. Low 62. Sunshine again tomorrow. Highs near 72. Right now it's a beautiful 67 degrees under a sunshiny sky here at Radio Park. Here come the association. Friday, the Association, Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. It's 8:16 here on a Monday morning. We're in mid-August, August 19th already, and everybody's talking about fall is here. You know, remember what life was like before the internet? Today's kids will never know what life was like before the internet. I can't believe I'm talking about the phrase, today's kids. All right, so what do you miss about life before the internet? Well, some of the most popular answers given in a poll, being a stupid kid without having it permanently preserved on Facebook, making prank phone calls, record stores, being completely unreachable, and catching up with someone by actually talking to them and not Facebook stalking them. Ah, life before the internet.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511wi.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue, oh, Peggy.
pictures. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal. I want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Holly and the Crickets, Peggy Sue, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Right now it's sunny and 69 degrees at Radio Park. I just poked my beak out the front door a few moments ago. I would love this weather year-round. People say, well, you get bored of the same weather year-round. Well, the people in Hawaii have the same weather year-round, same temperature, never changes, you know, except for an occasional volcano eruption, lava flows. It's generally the same year-round. I wouldn't mind this at all. I love it. Sunny, 69 degrees at Radio Park, looking for a high of 74 today. All the time, they want to take your place. We all have them, right? We're working with them, the Backstabbers.
What they do, they smile in your face.
All the time, they want to take your place, the Backstabbers.
Backstabbers, they smile in your face.
All the time, they want to take your place, the Backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care, yeah, yeah. Then it's all you fellas who better beware, yeah, yeah. So ladies out to give your lady a few of your buddies, they sure look shady. Blades are long, but tight in their fists, aiming straight at your back, and I don't think they'll miss.
What they do,
stab, stab, stab. What inspired the OJs to come up with that song? Something must have been going on. The Backstabbers, the OJs. You know, it's funny. We all know them, right? We all know the Backstabbers out there. Elvis Presley, Kentucky right now. Local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. It's 8:26, Monday morning. Sunny, 69 degrees at Radio Park.
7 lonely days and a dozen towns ago, I reached out one night and you were gone. Don't know why you'd run, what you're running to or from. All I know is I want to bring you home. So I'm walking in the rain,
for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. Rain in my shoes. Photographs to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? Drove on through the rain. As he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I'd find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I'll go walking through with the rain in my shoes.
Elvis Presley, local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Kentucky Rain, day 29. It is a Monday morning, and if you're looking for a job on this Monday morning, I'm going to help you out here. A survey asked hiring managers to name the weirdest stunts people have pulled to land a job. They don't say if these worked or not. They just said they were weird stunts. Guy showed up in a white limo in a three-piece suit. Now, this was a mid-level position where the dress code was khakis and button down. Someone had their priest call and said, hire the guy. Someone asked the hiring manager if they wanted to share an ice cream cone. Someone bought a first-class upgrade to sit next to a hiring manager on a flight. That's not a bad idea. It's expensive, but not a bad idea. Someone tried to land a job by kissing the person who interviewed them. That's an HR problem right there, huh? And check this one out. A guy tried his chances of increasing his hiring job by mailing the hiring manager cash. Hey, if all else fails, cash. Cash talks. Everyone walks, right? 8:30 at WRJN. It is news time now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. While the DNC is in Chicago, there'll be plenty of political activity in Wisconsin this week. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Milwaukee's Fiserv Forum tomorrow night. Also on Tuesday, Republican running mate J.D. Vance will talk about crime and public safety in Kenosha. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is a Wisconsin delegate to the DNC. He says Vice President Harris's visit to Milwaukee tomorrow shows how seriously Democrats are taking Wisconsin.
Working to reach every single voter and not taking any votes for granted. And the Vice President has been here a number of times showcasing to voters in Milwaukee and across Wisconsin that she values this state and she's looking to earn every single vote here.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kenosha and Racine are at the center of the political world for the next couple of days. J.D. Vance, the Republican vice presidential nominee, is set to campaign in Kenosha tomorrow. The visit follows Vance's recent appearance in Milwaukee and comes as Vice President Kamala Harris plans a campaign stop in Milwaukee on the same day. To the south, the DNC starts in Chicago today. The latest Marquette Law School poll shows a neck-and-neck presidential race in Wisconsin. 3 to 6 foot waves are part of the current warning from the National Weather Service. Lake Michigan's shoreline in Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties is under a beach hazard statement through tomorrow afternoon. The hazardous conditions are expected to make swimming extremely risky, with strong currents posing a danger. Officials say to stay out of the water and to avoid areas near piers and breakwalls. Crystal Kaiser will be sentenced today. She's the Milwaukee woman who admitted to killing her alleged sex trafficker as a teenager. Kaiser, now 23, pleaded guilty in May to reckless homicide in the 2018 death of Randy Volar, avoiding a potential life sentence. The case had drawn attention to the state's affirmative defense law for trafficking victims, with the state Supreme Court ruling that Kaiser could use the defense. And a Racine County Root River Bridge is getting shut down Wednesday. Drivers are being told to prepare for traffic disruptions as the 38 bridge over the Root River will be closed for 2 days this week. The closure will impact the stretch from MM to Rapids Drive Wednesday and Thursday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 76 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, 71. By Wednesday, sunny with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
My wife takes me to this gym, and they have this muscle guy that's going to give me the tour because he thinks I'm going to want to be like him. I don't want to be like this guy. He's like, hey, Mr. Schimmel, let me show you the facilities. Yeah, why don't you spell facilities? So he goes, listen, first we got to do a little fitness test to see where you're at. And I said, well, I could save you some time right now because I got a little winded filling out the application. So if there's some place I could lay down for a few minutes, that would be good. He puts me on this treadmill. I'm on there for like 2 minutes. I smell bone burning like when you're at the dentist.
Warwick and the Spinners, then came you. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Do you fit this picture? 66% of Americans have unofficial assigned seats in their homes. Most of those people are so passionate about their spot, they feel uncomfortable sitting anywhere else. I don't have an unofficial assigned seat. I have an official one where my wife told me I have to sit on the couch every day. I'm not kidding. I have the right side of the couch, and that's my official assigned seat in my house.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound going down today. The message may not move me or me. Mamas and the papas at the Trip Sunset Strip in L.A. And they got a good thing going when the words don't get in the way. And when they're really wailing, Michelle and Cass are sailing. Hey, they really nail me to the wall. Get it on in that scene. I think I could say something if you know what I mean. But if I really say it, the radio won't play it unless I lay it between the lines. Ba, 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 ba.
Is the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know.
cry at work before? Yeah, I think I have. As a matter of fact, I know I have. 8 out of 10 people admit they've cried at work, according to the survey. The top three reasons are bosses or coworkers are making us cry, personal issues, and being overwhelmed by our workload. The only time I cried was I had to leave here in a hurry because my dog had to be put to sleep, and I went to Chris Morrow and said, I gotta go, and I was crying my eyes out.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, oh, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
It's back to school. They all go on and turn on television and talk about the fall shows coming up. It's not fall because the Beach Boys are playing. At least that's what I'm thinking about here. Hey, ladies, if you're planning on getting married, try to top this. The world record for the longest wedding veil is nearly 23,000 feet. To put that into perspective, that's 63 and a half football fields. Now, I want to know how you get in the limousine with a wedding veil that long. Huh?
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life. Or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
800-281-8193.
Hi, this is Don Rosen here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course, our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle?
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey,
frisking old Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
California Sun. That was her only hit song. That was her only song they ever recorded that I know of. All right, I got this story from the archives. The Wall Street Journal did a big story on a company called MCR Development. They owned over 100 large hotels around the country. They were the fourth largest hotel operator in America. And they were testing out an a la carte business model at one time. A dozen of their hotels were charging $25 to use the pool, $20 if you wanted to check in early, $20 if you wanted to check out late, and another fee if you wanted to use their gym. They claimed there was a chance for them to lower their room rates. Yeah, because you were paying for everything, so it's probably more expensive than their room rates. All right, I'm out of here in just a moment. And Cindy Huber. I almost said Cindy Lauper. Cindy Huber.
Girls, want to have fun, Don.
Cindy Huber's coming in. We're all done with Elvis.
I know it. I felt so bad.
Oh, it's so sad. It was Elvis week last week.
I think we should have a double Elvis appreciation week.
Well, good. You can go out and get the albums. That was a great idea to go get vinyl albums of Elvis.
Oh, my goodness. I love Elvis. I tried to get you hooked in on that.
So one of our guys who works here doing some of our building work, Noonday, he's a big vinyl collector. So all he has is vinyl. And he saw the Elvis album sitting in here, and I said, they're not for grabs. We're giving them away. But he saw them sitting, ooh, Elvis vinyl.
So that's, and good Elvis vinyl.
And Elvis, and vinyl is making a comeback. I would never have thought that was going to happen once you had CDs.
Mm-mm. No, because of the warmth that an album brings. So you get it on vinyl, you do not get it on a cassette or a CD. CD, both which I have, by the way. But you know what's really wild? If you want a further proof of it, you just go on Amazon and see how many record players are for sale.
I had a brand new record player. My wife gave me, my first wife in a divorce, she gave me the record player. She bought it for me. And I hadn't used it for so many years, it deteriorated. Now it was just useless. But I still have boxes and boxes and boxes of record albums. I threw out all my 45 RPMs.
No!
Yeah, I did, because they were taking up space. I had to clean the basement. And I said, I'm never going to play them again. But I can't throw out my albums. I just, I can't bring myself to. And I have classic albums down there from the 60s.
Probably worth a lot.
A lot of Broadway show, movie soundtrack albums, but my rock and roll albums, I can't get
You should up. Just see how much that, the last album that we gave away, the box set, Elvis, Aaron Presley.
It's right there.
How much, yeah. How much that's worth on Amazon.
We looked it up. Like 100, you said you looked at 100 some odd dollars.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. All right, Cindy's coming up in just a moment here after 9 o'clock. I'm Don Rosen. Catch you tomorrow morning. And we also have an alder is coming in tomorrow. She is Renee Kelly. She is an alder person. She is also a county board supervisor and the treasurer for Union Grove. I mean, she's like everything. And so she'll be in tomorrow. Cindy's up next. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6:58, WRJM. Local news and timeless hits.